Alright, we're recording. So, this is, Liam and Ian Conversations, episode zero. It's pretty much our beta episode.
Why did you put my name before your name?
Because, I didn't want to make it sound like I was a,
egomaniac. Yeah, well, that's nice, but now it makes it sound like I'm an egomaniac.
No, well, see, the thing is, I came up with the name, so, by
you're right,
giving
you're right.
you...
You're right, fair enough.
And I thought it maybe sounds better.
We should have to state that, though, for ourselves, since we're going to be listening to this later, and I'll need to know that you came up with the idea. Anyway.
So, yeah, that's our introduction. I think maybe in the future we'll have music, maybe.
As we're doing it?
No, like maybe music in the intro.
Yeah. Well, look, but we're going to edit all of this.
No, this is going straight to air, just like this. No, for this is a beta zero episode. This goes straight to air.
Once with no modifications.
How to do that?
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah.
All right. So then let's.
Well, this is the podcast format of GarageBand. I think it does it by itself. Once we push stop, it's done. It's to the public.
It will be posted on Facebook. God damn it! You just can't even. Anyway, so. I think then that's a good jumping off point if we're thinking about this podcast. We had a good jumping off point to introduce ourselves, but I can't remember what it was, so now it seems awkward and forced.
No.
So what are we doing this for?
Because
we both have to answer that.
Yeah, I'll answer that. It's I think we're doing it because why not? It's not a radio show where we don't have to worry about listeners.
Nope.
We have no listeners. There are a lot of, I was thinking about this today, there are a lot of famous people that have terrible podcasts,
and
there's a lot of people who you don't know who have amazing podcasts,
and so
I think that we will fall right in the middle of people who are, because we're not famous, and
we're not even remotely famous.
Yeah, so I think we could make a not disgustingly terrible podcast that I don't think our friends will find interesting, but maybe people who don't know us will.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't want to push this on any of my friends.
No.
But, yeah, you're right. There's potential. But, oh, Jesus, man, this is tough. Tougher than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. I keep having these things to say, and they're gone. So.
Well.
Jesus.
So why are you doing?
Why are we doing this? Yes. No. Why not? That's what you said. That's what I want to jump off. Why not do it? And look, like, okay. So I'm 28. You're 32. Well, it's done.
Yeah.
But
I thought you were 27.
No, I'm 28.
Okay.
I passed the threshold into. But it took us this long to figure out that, like, why not? Nobody cares. This is what the internet is. This is the internet.
Yeah.
Anybody can throw their crap out there whenever they want. And it took us.
Well,
it took me.
I have like three YouTube channels that I. No, three
like
YouTube shows.
Three planting shows. Or something. So it's just we can participate in this guiltlessly.
Yeah.
And get our voices heard, even if it's only heard by a couple dozen people in a couple of years.
Yeah, even that one other pod. Well, I don't want to name other podcasts.
Nope, we don't want to talk about that.
But there was the last podcast I listened to that I had told you about. It was really boring.
Yeah.
Really boring. And well, for one thing, the guy did it by himself. He was supposed to have his co-host with him, but he didn't show up that day. So it was just like listening to someone talk just like this. So I think we can do this, and we'll just be at the same level as them.
We're already at the same level
so,
as like 98% of all podcasts on the internet, which is just people talking.
So I think that we have some interesting things to say.
I absolutely.
And since these are just conversations, some people find it interesting, some won't.
Yeah, but I think that I would consider myself a conversationalist.
Yeah.
Not a conservationist. A man who enjoys conversation and likes to... I don't play tennis, but I think I engage in conversations in the same kind of... I mean, not to make points. Actually, that's a really bad analogy, but... it is a skill, I think. Good conversation.
Like, and I think you have a good good skills as a storyteller.
I hope so. Right. Yeah. Well, as you do too, but anyway.
Mine aren't as refined as yours.
I don't know. I think you've got good stories, though.
Yeah.
Which is really all that matters. If you got a good story. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Anyway.
Sometimes I can ruin a story. But, all right, so...
Interesting to say. Are we supposed to introduce each other?
No. No, that's good.
I think that's enough.
We're done.
Yep, I think we've... done.
So, you want to talk about the Mitchell Challenge?
Yeah, so... We have been coming up with a variety of different ideas. A podcast being one of them. And one of them was, again, how did we come up with this idea?
The Metro Challenge?
The Metro Challenge.
That was originally me.
Yes.
And it was years ago. I heard about the guy who did it in New York. Maybe, I don't know, it must have been at least 5 years ago, maybe even longer, maybe when I was still living in Montreal.
So this has been old. This has been burning inside of you for years.
And so the guy did it in New York, the New York Subway Challenge, which is hit every single station as fast as you can. And I saw there's a write-up about him, and maybe even a camera crew followed. And I found that you could do it in London. It was a big thing, and it takes like 18 to 24 hours to do this. I always knew Montreal was small, but I thought, you know, it's going to be a little sprint. I thought maybe it would take 5 hours max, you know? So I was thinking, I thought around 5 hours and it'd be a little sprint, but it was something, I don't know, I just never did it until I brought it up to you this last spring?
Spring?
Yeah. It was like April that we actually did it, I think.
And so we decided to run through the metro as well. It wasn't necessarily to run through the metro as fast as we could, but we knew we were going to be running to see how fast we could get through every station in the metro network.
And so it was about, 3 weeks of preparation? Didn't need to be three weeks.
No.
It was casual preparation.
Casual preparation. We took a Sunday afternoon to scout out the metro and check our... exit and entry points of the doors, which is very important.
Yeah, which is something I don't think that people in New York and London have the luxury of doing. Like, they gotta just follow signs, which would present a huge challenge.
You don't think... Yeah, they're not gonna take a test run.
Like,
no, because that'll take...
it'll take them three days to do a slow test run. But I also have a feeling that they don't do it necessarily... Like, it's 18 hours, so you're not gonna be going full... tilt the whole time.
No, it's a totally
different
thing.
But I still think it's more of a little bit of a casual thing.
You think that people aren't sprinting?
The guy who I saw do it, maybe towards the end he was trying to go fast because he knew he was down to the wire, but I think it's... I don't think they're sprinting or anything.
It seems... It's only natural in the Montreal metro system to have to sprint it if you're going to make any time at all. Now, let's just set this up because... We decided that we were going to do this together, that we were going to map out our route together that we thought was the fastest route through the Montreal metro system, and then race each other through it. That was why we were really running. I wouldn't have run that fast if I was doing it on my own. I wouldn't have had it.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. That's a poor form.
Is that important?
I have no idea.
Could be.
Check it. Okay.
Okay. I don't know if I would have not run that fast. I know, I still would have... I think we would have been managing our time more instead of racing.
Yes, but I feel that... Anyway, so when we were racing, we made every connection that we could have, essentially. I mean, we didn't see the metro take off while we were running towards it.
No, that never happened.
And I don't understand if in the New York or the London metro tube challenges, why they wouldn't do that same thing. There has to be metro. Anyway. God damn it! Getting off topic here. I can't control myself. So the metro challenge. Running fast. And how long... So you thought before we were going to do it that it was going to take how long?
I thought it was going to take under 5 hours. We just ballparked it.
Yeah, and it's really striking.
And then when we did it as a test run, and we did the whole thing,
in like four hours.
So then I was like, all right, 3 hours.
Yeah.
but we actually shaved off quite a bit more time.
So let's talk a bit about our route, maybe. Who's listening to this, or does it even matter? No, it doesn't matter. To this podcast.
Yeah. No. Well,
the route doesn't matter.
This is a Montreal-friendly podcast.
Is it a Montreal-friendly podcast? But what relevance would this have to anybody else listening?
Oh, I have no idea.
We can't visualize that.
No.
It's like a
but,
you.
Yeah. All right. So we start off.
So, but wait, there were how many transfers do we have to do? We had nine. We had five transfers and four turnaround points. Fuck, we see.
Could have wrote this down. But
could have had notes. Could have done a brainstorming session. It's episode zero.
What did you get out of the Metro Challenge?
What did I get out of the Metro Challenge? My conception of the Metro changed. That's for sure. Like you, I thought you ask most people how long would it take to go through all the Metro stops, and you get things like 3.5 hours, 5.
Yeah.
It's as fast as you can. People think it'll take upwards of 4 hours to go through the Metro system. And really, we did it pretty fast. We could have shaved off. You could do it. Our final time was 2 minutes, 2 hours, 38 minutes, and 7 seconds, or somewhere around there. And we know we could have done that faster, possibly. I mean, I think we could push
I think if we would have started when all trains were running 3 to 5 minutes, I think we started, like,
a little too
soon. We started maybe half hour too soon.
Yeah.
We could have pushed it another half hour.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we would have taken out. So, but what I got out of it was that, yeah, so the Metro shrunk. Now when I wanted to jump on the Metro, it seems, I guess, its own size. It's not a very big Metro system. To go from Lionel Grou to whatever, Donneré-Beaugrand even isn't that long. One transfer, half an hour, maybe 45 minutes if you're unlucky. So
yeah,
that shifted it. But really, what I got out of it was the thrill. You know, the thrill of running through Jean Talon Metro rush hour as fast as I possibly could. I don't know. Well, I was running as fast as I could because I was trying to keep up with you.
Yeah. I think what I got out of it was more pride and appreciation for the Metro system. Like, I've always loved the Metro system. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's out of pride for
Montreal.
And I think people don't look at it the way they should. Like, each station is a bit of art.
Even though, well, we weren't looking at each station like that.
No, but no, I'm talking about my appreciation for
the metro
system in general.
Yeah,
like I don't think people appreciate it as much, and I think it's a big part of Montreal, and it makes me want to do more things in the Metro.
Yeah, I think that we were having fun and racing through the Metro just made it seem as it should be, which is more a normal part of life where you can do whatever you want in there. Not really. I mean, whatever. Okay, there are obviously a ton of bylaws now that we're looking at it, but running through the Metro isn't one of them.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, though. It's just to the sense of I never run in the Metro before. Have you ever run in the Metro before?
Not like that.
Like, in the... Yeah, I was saying. Like,
no, to catch... Like, if I was going from the green line to the yellow line in Barrie, I would run. Like, not like we were doing, but if I had a feeling there was a car down there, then I would run to try and get it. And you can sometimes hear the doors closing, like the...
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
I run
for that. If I hear the beep around the corner, I'll go.
But I've never run with such, like, abandonment and just going for it like I did.
Gusto.
Like, yeah, I did not care. It became a point where it didn't matter that it was rush hour and there were a million people around.
Which is difficult to believe now. But it's just amazing how quickly when you set those parameters for yourselves. Because we had... But we never said we were going to run. The very first time, the first change we had to do to go to the yellow line, I wasn't convinced I was going to run. I was still a bit... timid in my thinking, and couldn't picture myself running past people. But that changed immediately because you took off.
Yeah.
And so there was no question.
Well, I wanted to beat you.
I know, but you didn't even think about it. There was no doubt in your mind. You didn't even think that this could be inappropriate or frowned upon
I didn't
by
care.
Polite society. You didn't,
didn't care.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, well, I quickly...
The only thing I was worried, not worried about, the only person I think would have cared and I was worried about would be security.
Yeah.
But then I realized they didn't, because other people do run in the metro sometimes.
And, like, all we'd have to do is, yeah, they do run sometimes, and what do? They're going to shout, and you slow down.
Yeah.
And walk around the corner, and then run again. Like, they're not going to chase you down. Geez. So, we...
Well, why did you... What was your motivation to do it? Because I know I had the idea to do it. And I knew
yeah,
you
had
the
idea.
Type of
you
person to want to do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I have specific images that I wanted and feelings.
I think, I mean, from a larger perspective, Montreal needs a record, an official established
yeah.
record for how quickly you can do the metro system. You convinced me also that when they changed, and see, they even, with the new metro trains that we're getting in Montreal, one of the benefits of it is that you will be able to walk
from one end to
the other to get, and they, I read this in the newspaper the other day, to align yourself with the proper exit place,
yeah.
exit point, which is what we were very concerned with. And if we hadn't been aligned, if we hadn't taken that day to set up which doors would
meet
allow
up
us
with
to...
What entryways?
Yeah, with which entryway and which would allow us to run directly out of those doors, it would have taken... I mean, I don't... It would have been a different story.
Yeah. But even when...
It would have been so much more... There was so much more congestion. We could get out in front of the crowd and run through the hallways.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, and I also had said that we need to do it before 2014,
yeah.
because that's when the new cars are coming.
Exactly. Which
but they're not changing all the cars right away.
Oh.
I believe the Orange Line cars, the newer ones, the ones from 73.
73.
The 73, the MR73s,
yeah, so.
Are staying until 2017.
Woo.
Some
oh,
of them.
Cool.
And then everything will be changed.
I feel like they should keep...
The Bombardier ones are the second ones, and those are the ones that are staying. The ones on
okay.
the Orange Line and the Blue Line.
The Green Line are not Bombardier metros.
No. Well, I don't know if they're not made by Bombardier, but they're called Vickers.
Huh. All right.
Vickers MR63s, delivered in 67. And the other ones are like 70-something. I can't remember the number.
But
the,
yeah, I think it's 73 or something.
Yeah.
So... Getting back to your question, did you ask me a question?
Oh, yeah, what was your motivation to do it?
Yeah, so the sense of urgency
yeah.
was brought about by this whole new train thing that we talked about, that we wanted to get, I'm a supporter of the new trains, I'm happy that we're going to get new trains, but this is the metro that I understand
yeah.
and know, and I want to run this one before it's gone. So we have to do it. It's now or never. I got nothing going on right now. Anyway, regardless of what your life situation is, if you want to do something, it's the quicker that you can act upon that impulse, the more sure you are that you're going to do it. But I just think that it's necessary and thought that it was necessary for Montreal to be a part of this club. We've got a world-class metro.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be a record from the to run through it. Man.
But unfortunately, they will not recognize. Even if we did it, even if we contacted
Well, we never.
But even if we did it, but according to what I found out, they will not, or either thing with you who found that out, will not.
Yeah,
the Guinness, they
decided that they were not. But I mean, to be fair, we didn't try. I think it's kind of irrelevant. I don't. But there has to be some official place posting for this time.
Well, I think that to make it more official, one day we could make a press release and do it again and try to be our time, our previous time.
With the proper sticky shoes.
Yeah.
And at rush hour, in
yeah.
the thick of rush hour.
I would be willing to do it again.
Oh, there's no question. I'd be willing to do it again, too. But I think we would get how many, what, like a couple more people to do it, too? As a race?
Yeah, I would like to do it with, make five people do it, yeah?
So we can leave somebody
Maybe
behind.
Do a new route.
New route would be good.
So that we don't have any sort of advantage for some reason.
I do like the idea, though, of racing through the metro. Everybody starting at the same time on whatever. You can pick whichever route you want. And this idea of just crossing people through
that
the metro at different times would be neat. You could do a giant, a massive group of people. Anyway.
So everyone keeps their itinerary, their plans, their map, their routes secret.
Yeah.
No, you could be like,
you could be
at Barrie. I could be going on the Green Line, waiting to go towards Leonel Gru, like Atwater, and you're waiting to go in an opposite direction. I'm trying to think of what are you
like,
doing?
Why
would you be doing that? And I'm
doing
this.
And you could mess people up, and then like, how far along is he? You'd never know. Like, is he almost done? Or so. I think
that's what I tried to do with you during the Metro Challenge, was try to mess you up a little bit.
Yeah, I know, but
like when there was a time where I realized by waiting at the doors two in advance, more people just start coming in as rush hour gets busier and busier and pushes you away from the doors. So you can't really stand in front of the doors for too long because more people come in and pushing you more inside the car.
Yes.
So what I realized was the stop before our transfer, I would jump out and run around to another door.
I know, yeah.
So I would then be the first in line and you would be stuck four people.
Now that is a technique that you developed. Maybe you've been doing this for years. But
no, that's something.
That's the first time I've ever seen that. But that's a risky game.
See, because
you're
playing, I didn't
mind
pushing people or nudging them. No, listen, nudging them to get ahead, to get in front of them, to change doors. But I was not going to try and pass someone and push them out of the way, trying to go and beat you at the same time. I found that's too dangerous.
Yeah,
trying at our transfer to push people out of the way, go as fast as I can and beat you. That'd be going too far. So that's why I ran out and ran back in to the same car, just a different door.
See, now I knew when you were, because when this exact thing was happening, we were coming down to Barrie UQAM for the last transfer. And you were sitting in the same car, but one row of seats over. And I went to get up about three stops before Barrie, because I knew I had to take my place in front of the door if I was going to, like you said, you got to worry about that pushback and the mass of people that get in front of those, the metro doors. So I stood up, stand in front of the door, and you were still sitting over by your other door. And as soon as I saw that, at first, it did kind of psych me out a bit. But then I quickly realized that, this is what you're going to try. You know, this sort of last-minute door jam.
Yeah.
And you did. You executed it perfectly. You got right in exactly in front of where the doors were opening. I think that was risky.
Yeah.
You could have missed it.
I know, but those are the kind of risks I'm willing to take.
And then you got lost.
Yeah, but that was twice.
Yeah, you got
lost.
Well,
the first time I got lost, I still don't know what happened. I didn't get lost. I just went the long way.
No, you got lost. You had no idea where you were going.
The very first time.
Oh, the first time. Yeah, you went the long way.
I just went
the
long way.
You knew where you were going at that point.
I knew exactly where I was going. I just happened to go the long way. The second time, I got totally lost. Our last transfer at Barrie, which we did not practice. I almost ran out of the metro. Not outside.
You almost passed the turnstiles?
Like, I was going so fast, and I just realized as I was still running, like, okay, I'm leaving the metro. I
have, did you stop
then,
running at some point?
Oh,
or did
I
you just keep
no,
running
kept,
and like try to
no,
try
what
make
happened
sense of it
was,
all.
I pretty much gave up. I ran up as fast as I could, noticed I was at the ticket booths, started to run back down the stairs, and then I was like, this has been like 3 minutes. I probably missed it, so I just started to walk briskly and then caught up to you and felt like an idiot.
And there was 1 minute on that screen when I showed up and I thought that this was going to be it, that I was going to make the connection and run, and Ian was not going to. And you had told me that if you missed the last connection, you'd just go home. You wouldn't even finish the race, which I know you wouldn't have done.
No, I would
have. But I was thinking at that point, now that I thought I was going to make the Metro connection,
you
that if I hadn't made that, and you had on the last transfer, that would have destroyed me. I would have maybe, why run the Metro? It wouldn't have been any fun to just go to the end.
Yeah, well, I'd never been to Honorary of Gold Ground.
You had never been?
Well, maybe. I don't think so, though.
But it was a new experience for you.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Oh, I've been there. Yes, I have been there before, but I never did anything, never left Metro property, STM property.
Yeah.
Without getting onto a bus.
Which is just floating STM property.
Yeah. Never touched my feet on the soil of the East End.
Until he went to...
Also, I like seeing... Just talking about the Metro, we're probably talking about it way too much, but... There, you can access parts of Montreal and go on little journeys. Like, that bar we went to that night was a place I would never have gone to before.
You know what, though? I lived out at that Metro, and I never went to that bar either, so that was... I rediscovered the... Yeah, but I feel that the Metro station is a bit of a train station. You know, every neighborhood should have one. And definitely becomes a bit of a focal point. Anyway, so is there anything else to say? What I want to know is when you were running at Jean Talon Metro, where it was the height of rush hour, and we had the longest run through probably the densest... passenger base. What were you thinking? How were you picking your route? Because we had not practiced. But you went up the stairs. Was that what? Did you?
I was always going to take the stairs. Unless
there are three escalators.
Yeah, escalators are more busy. Yeah, and people don't understand escalator etiquette enough.
Yeah,
and I don't want to push. I don't want someone. Escalators are dangerous. I don't want someone to fall on an escalator. I figure I can go. There's handles on stairs to pull yourself up as you're going up. And
so you're thinking about that you can get extra speed by pulling yourself
up. I think I'm faster. Yes, in rush hour, I could probably get up a set of stairs faster than you can a busy escalator. Because you can't push people on an escalator. On stairs, I'm not saying you can push people, but they're like twice as wide, the stairs.
Yeah, you're right. There's room for maneuverability on stairs that you don't have on an escalator. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Yeah, you're right. Because I had no idea where I was going. I just knew that it was... I thought that I had to follow your path. It was the only thing I could think of in the moment. How long was that? How long do you think it took to get from the blue line to the orange line? It wasn't very long.
No.
It was definitely under
a
minute.
It's like, 45-second sprint, maybe. But the one in Barrie is long, too.
The one in Barrie
was long. Well, actually, I went the long way.
No, but that was... I was struggling to get up the stairs...
When I went the long way in Barrie and had that final set of stairs, like, I wasn't sprinting anymore. I was, like, using my...
I was trying to sprint,
push.
But I...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I was going very slow, much slower, but I was...
It was much more labored.
Anyway, those 45 seconds of Jean Talon Metro, though. How are you picking your path?
I came around, and I knew I was going to either only just have more of a preference for the stairs. Always preference for the stairs, but if there's an empty escalator. Because it's moving, bigger steps, and you can grab on a little bit.
If there's an empty escalator, you were going to take that.
But in the height of rush hour, I think the stairs is much safer.
Yeah. Which it was, but it was pretty busy.
Just even the stairs were...
I feel like we had... Anyway, from my perspective, there were a few people to get around at the bottom... And then there was a gap in the middle, and then at the
top
it was getting
down.
And you cut through.
Yeah,
it was closing. You were able to get through, but I actually bumped into a guy.
Well, I didn't knock people over. I was definitely touching people, like slithering through.
Yeah, but I physically cut. I mean, I didn't smack in. I stopped and sort of tapped and ran off. But you made those connections. I was just those two or three steps behind that every time you were slicing in through people.
I don't think it would be faster for us to have done it. It wouldn't be possible for us to have done it faster that day, but I think it's possible for us to make a faster time by, like, at least 15 minutes, I'm sure. We could find it in there somewhere.
Yeah, but see, now we're starting to get down to, if we really wanted to make a difference, we'd have to be running this regularly.
We have to train.
Like, we have to train for it, man! We'd have to be, like, just doing the sprint, so I'm going to do a Barrie to Montmorency today, you know.
Four times.
Well, I could do a training run with me, just sitting on the metro.
Carbo loading.
Carbo and power bar and Gatorade in between as you warm up your calves. Because we were running, man. I haven't run that fast since. And, I mean, not that I... It's just I don't run very often these days, but in the metro, just sprint.
Yeah.
I couldn't go any faster.
I could have only gone faster if I had proper footwear. We were both slipping all over the place.
There were a couple falls.
Yeah.
So if anybody's gonna run the metro, which we would both encourage, get
there should
shoes.
Be yeah. We should come up with maybe some metro sports.
Metro sports.
Yeah.
Boom. There
metro,
we go.
Metro sports.
All right. So what
little
we,
like decathlon.
Well.
Thing. So
little I think now this is just what when you say Montreal Metro Sports, I'm thinking little things that everybody can do.
For some reason I picture Wii Sports in my mind. Real life.
No, but imagine if you could do something where it's like, are you getting off at Place des Arts Metro? Try to make it like under 30 seconds to the top or to this entrance or to this exit. Or something different. Or count how many people are wearing red and that means I don't know. You're right. There is potential.
Mm-hmm. Montreal Metro Sports. But I think a good thing to make note of and to let people know is I think this podcast is about a bit of Montreal boosting. Like, we are both... I was born here, but I just grew up north of here.
Oh,
you moved here when you were, 13?
13.
So you've lived here much longer than I have, but I've always considered Montreal a home because it's where my family's from. I was born here, come up here every weekend, and I think both of us are just, at least I know I am, and you to a certain extent are is a pretty big Montreal fan.
Yes, I am. I recognize that Montreal is a great city, but I don't consider it my home, even though I've lived here for
Yeah, because you're attached
years.
To the UConn.
I'm attached to the UConn.
Yeah.
So I think I could make Montreal my home.
I don't consider
it
my,
is.
It is my home now, but I don't maybe consider it, like, I guess now it's more my home, because I live here and I'm married here, so.
Yeah, I think, anyway, I do, this is, it's Montreal focused, for sure, I think. That's an important thing. All right, I don't know. What, is there anything else to say about the Metro Challenge? Other than I don't know.
So how about we play a game of rock, paper, scissors?
Yes. Okay, we got to explain this first.
Up to explaining the rules.
Jesus Christ.
So it's a bit like tennis.
It's a bit like tennis. This is rock, paper, scissors, the game that everybody knows.
But
rock, paper, scissors, but...
it's a little more intense.
It's more intense. We still haven't come up with a name for it, but...
more strategy involved?
More strategy. There's less chance, I guess. I mean, chance is always a factor, but...
Well, because we play so many... There are so many throws involved in to win an entire game.
A point, a set, yes.
Match, everything that... There's less chance involved. It's not just best 2 out of 3.
Yeah. So, okay, essentially, the game involves that we're going to play. We're just going to explain. Just the game that we're going to play for right now. It's 20 points. So a point is one successful throw. You know, rock, paper, scissors. Two pumps and then throwing the symbol, paper, scissor, rock that you have. And if you win that point... That's a point, and you have to win 20 of those.
Yes.
To win the game that we're going to play right now, which is the base game in a much larger and complex.
So pretty much, we are playing for one game.
We're playing for one game. These
two
games
equals.
If you win two games, you win a
set,
and if you win three sets, if you win three sets, you win a match, and that gives you 1 point in the. World standings, but for right now we're going to play and just focus on the game of 20. So we're going to play a game of 20. We're going to clear this the playing space, and you have to win by 2 points.
Yeah, you have to get 20 points, but you have to win by two.
You have to win by two. So is it mine? Okay. So it can go up to, I think the highest I've ever seen is maybe 26.
We've only ever hit, like,
22.
Yeah, so that's... All right, and just for listenability and ease of understanding, we should probably only do three throws at a time, or try to, because we don't want to lose track. of our own points. So how about you grab me?
I just want to. Yeah. Okay. So I'll have a piece of paper.
Just so we can keep track. So
I may even think that there should be. I don't know. We're gonna try to keep it.
Oh, you want your book? I'm sorry.
So we're gonna try to keep it to three throws, but.
Oh, who knows what happens in the heat of the moment.
I just feel like, yes, we should make a conscious effort. Yeah, and
after five, it gets crazy.
After five, it gets crazy, and we're not going to be able to, without a judge, without a ref, we're not going to be able to do this. We're playing this without a ref, which is possible, which is totally possible.
Yeah, this is like in the same spirit of as Frisbee goes.
Ultimate Frisbee,
yes.
Right, yeah.
Like, it can be played, it's without a ref. No, the only thing, there are actually no refs, but there are just people who, we can have a third party put in their input or...
We can ask them for their, a third party is welcome to, in terms of keeping track of points and all of the other...
But they don't have the final say.
They don't have the final say.
It should be a sport where we can both compromise if, you know, we lose track of points.
We have to come to an agreement.
Yes.
If you throw a tomahawk or one of us throws a gun.
Well, see, I don't even want to talk about that because that's embarrassing if that happens.
Yeah, and I'm already realizing that.
I never thought you were going to throw a gun.
That?
Oh, no.
Zoe does that all the time.
What is she trying to throw?
Scissors.
She goes like that?
She does this. It's like the gun
gun with the trigger down.
So we're just going to explain. Yeah, gun with the trigger down. Exactly.
Yeah.
With the barrel closed, the full barrel. The scissors, the proper, you need to have a good, well, it's the peace sign. You know, it's a horizontal peace sign. Paper is flat, perpendicular to the table.
Yeah.
Rock is rock.
Like, you can have, there's slight leniences.
There's no problem. If I accept a throw.
Well, I would hope you would never accept a tomahawk.
You can't accept a tomahawk. But essentially, that's what it comes down to. If I said nothing and the tomahawk was thrown.
Well, that's your fault.
That's my fault. All right.
I would hope that I would say something if I threw a tomahawk.
I would hope so, too, you know, in the gentlemanly spirit. What if you're playing a blind guy? You
know? Well,
you're like,
well, obviously
again.
He's not going to win, ever.
Yeah, you're right. That's it's not a sport for the blind.
No.
So let's just set up exactly what we are doing right now. So we are going to, we're sitting face-to-face.
Yep.
We are each going to use whichever hand we want to, but we have to stick with,
we're just sticking with our...
We stick with that hand for the entire game of 20, so it becomes a bit of a, what would that be, it's endurance, test. You gotta go.
Well, just so people know, 20 points is not easy to throw.
It's not easy to throw. I'm in a bit of a slump, to tell you the truth. I've been kicking... You haven't been playing.
I've been playing, and the thing is, I haven't been playing anyone else but you.
No, we got
to
get.
I need to start playing more people.
Yeah, we're gonna get a little tournament organized, I think. But for the moment, we are going to explain. We're gonna try to stop after every three throws and give you an update on the points, and explain what happened.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see how that goes.
All right.
So.
And hopefully this will be the next American Gladiator.
Absolutely. Everybody can play it.
Well, we're almost professional.
Okay.
So we would be on the professional side of American Gladiators.
Well, we are the most professional.
Yeah.
You know, you're absolutely right. Now,
wait, we should have rock, paper, scissor names. Like, the first one that comes to mind is, like, Blaze, but that's, like, total American Gladiator.
Like,
but,
Boulder.
Yeah.
Like, you have
Boulder! That's a good one.
Boulder!
Always Paper Cut.
Paper Cut.
Yeah.
The Razor Blade. You know, scissors. It's good. There's a lot of evocative sounding names. So let's try to not hit the microphone.
Yeah, that's important.
And Jesus,
this is turning out to be a long podcast. We're going on 40 minutes here, but it's good. You know, I think our listeners will appreciate it.
Our listeners,
our
listeners, want to hear everything that we have to say right now. Want to hear everything.
This is our forum
for us.
Yeah.
All right. So all right. Boom. Whoa.
So
okay.
That was four. We threw four.
Yeah, that was four throws. 3 points were scored. I got two. You got one.
That's correct. We tied.
We tied on the scissors.
I went to paper. You went to scissors.
I stayed scissors.
Yeah.
And then I feel...
Then I went rock, I think.
I think it was one... We exchanged points.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. It's important to know this stuff.
No, it's fine.
Anyway, so it's 2-1 for Liam right now.
2-1 for Liam.
Yep.
So that was four throws.
Four throws.
3 points.
3 points.
One tie right off the bat.
Boom.
Yeah. Right. So we'll...
Ace.
That was one throw.
One throw,
rock.
Ace. I threw rock,
paper.
You threw paper, you win. Now, let's just explain this rule. You are allowed to take a pause after every point scored.
Yep.
It is encouraged. It is not a rule yet, but it is. There are no real rules
no.
in this game. It's just strongly encouraged convention that when you are in the middle of a tie run, where you are throwing rock,
like
rock,
rally,
paper,
a rally.
Rally, if you're in the middle of
a rally, like
that is
tennis.
That's exactly what it is. When you're in the middle of a rally, you do not stop.
No, you don't stop until a point.
But
well, you that would be like just stopping during tennis.
I know, but it happens, and sometimes. Anyway, it's nobody's ever been sanctioned for it, but it's very poor form. It's poor form. It doesn't make for a good.
The only time I believe possibly that's happened with us is when our timing goes off and the throws
and we throw,
are going too
and we
fast.
Throw one more throw after,
yeah.
like, when we really want to stop. And we hit a tie and then we cut it. Okay, so
it is 2-2.
Right. 2-2 on Ian's ace. All right. Son of a bitch. I'm not even thinking straight. So you just threw another ace on the exact same thing. Paper over my rock. God damn it. So it's 3-2.
Maybe I will be the paper cutter. Or without we can say
no,
scissors.
I don't know what, like paper, or what the, what's a good
something
name?
Something about a cloak, maybe, covering things.
The papier-mâché.
The cloak and dagger, I don't know. All right, so it's now 3-2 for me.
Okay.
I knew it!
I knew it! God,
see, I knew... We were both thinking of doing the reverse
now,
of what we just thought. Because I beat
you
with paper over rock, and I was like, you know what? I'll go rock.
And you knew I was going to go paper.
Yep. So
you
I
knew I was
going to
go paper.
Going to go scissors.
See, so this is called, this is the...
See, this is where strategy comes in.
This is where strategy comes in. So what Ian was just explaining was how, what you're just explaining
right.
is how important it is to think ahead.
Yeah, but then...
And I was only thinking one step ahead. Because it had been so clear to me that I had lost on rock twice, so this time I was thinking, you're right, you were one step ahead of me. Because I also thought originally that I would throw scissors to kill paper, then thought, no, that's stupid, because he knows that I'm going to
throw
paper.
He's
not
going
to throw paper again,
exactly.
He's just one on two papers. So I figured, no, I'm going to go rock, right? What did you throw?
I threw
no,
scissors.
No, no, no. You threw scissors, and
threw
I threw paper to cover rock, because I, yeah. Stupid. Now it's 4-3?
Yeah. No, 4-3.
4-2.
4-2.
4-2
for
Ian. All right, let's keep get this going a little more. Whoa!
Oh,
I threw the
and that was
rock.
That was like a sideways tomahawk, too.
That was the chopper.
So you just won 2 points,
I won
though.
2 points, but I lost...
That's a loss of a point, maybe? So you won 1 point?
Yeah, I won 1 point.
So what happened there was Liam just beat me 2 throws in a row.
Yeah.
Then we both threw paper, but Liam did some sort of weird sideways karate chop tomahawk
deal.
Yeah,
it's called a lack of focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically, I almost did the upside down paper.
Yeah.
I almost did the platter.
Yeah.
I was, you're right. Bad form. But I got 1 point out of that mess.
Yeah. So that... We both agree that doing
that's
something
that is,
silly like that, that's
is,
a loss of a point.
It's a loss
that's
of a
kind
point.
Of how it should be. It shouldn't be, it should be, whatever you,
it's a loss of one of your points.
Well, your points during that
you,
match.
No, yeah, yeah. You didn't get a point, I lost a point.
Yeah.
That's fair. So it's 4-3.
Mm. Okay.
Whoa!
You got 3.
I got, yes. And you got 1. There were 4 points scored in that. We're throwing really fast right now.
Yeah.
And
we're doing 4 or 5.
We're doing 4 or 5 in...
3 is hard to do.
It's hard to stop at 3. It's, yes, but see, that's the whole point. It's because
Well, you get in a rhythm and you just
it's
want to
It's the rhythm
going.
And it's the momentum and the more... But sometimes you have to stop in order to take that advantage. But right now, we're playing five throws. But that was 4 points, though. That was a lot of points.
On yeah.
Throws.
3-1?
Yes. So...
I got 5-6.
Six. The lead has switched.
Currently at five?
You
no, it's 5. Yeah, 5-6.
I won the four.
Yeah, you didn't. I didn't gain a point. You just lost the point. All right.
So it is 6-5.
6-5 for you.
Okay, stop.
2-2.
That was 2-2.
5 throws, 2 points each.
Yeah. This is a fast game. So it's 8-7.
At least we know we can handle 5. 5 is actually a pretty good number of throws to do.
I think.
Keep track.
Yeah. I almost feel that it should always be 5 throws. That should be a conviction. But
3 is not enough.
3 is not enough. There's no energy. But I like the idea that sometimes the energy just takes hold.
Yeah.
And you have to know when to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it, like,
well,
GDA,
you can't just irresponsibly
he gets stuck
rack up points.
Dude,
and then
yeah.
Not know.
Yeah. You got to know. Like, it's your fault. If you lose 5 points in a row... That's your fault. As much as it's the other person's fault. You're stuck throwing 5 rocks in a row, and you're losing. Anyway. All right, so 8-7. At 10, what we were doing the other day, this room's neutral, so like, but if we had a light difference at 10 points, we switch sides. We might want to do that as a nice convention.
Yeah.
I kind of like
that.
Well,
but we are
first to 10 points.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to switch chairs because I'm the comfy chair.
That's
and
the whole point, is what I'm saying. We should switch.
Yeah, I know, but we're doing also a radio show, so...
All right. Well, look, yeah. when we get the Rock, Paper, Scissors, you know, broadcasting license, we're switching chairs at 10 points.
Maybe the lights. Or if we get rolly chairs, we'll switch.
Well, the chairs are going to have to be the same anyway, because it's not. I don't... You know, okay, 8-7, 8-7, let's go. We got a lot to talk about. Like, whoa.
There was only 1 point. We tied everything else.
Oh, I got 1 point and we tied everything else. Yeah. So there's 4 throws. I got 1 point. Scissors to paper, yes?
Yeah.
So it's 9-7. You know what my problem is? I've been in a real slump with rock, paper, scissors. I used to beat consistently beat Sylvain and have a pretty high level of confidence. But I realize now as the game is going so fast, my strategy before was to really think and analyze every throw and kind of put the statistics on my side and try to read somebody else. But when we're throwing so fast...
Yeah, I guess so.
I have trouble thinking about it. So anyway, but 9-7.
Ooh.
You just got 2 points.
4 throws, 2 points for me.
2 unanswered points for Ian. 9-9.
That's good.
This is a tight game. This is a very close game.
Most of our games are tight, though.
Yes.
Last time we played, there was a bit of... You got a bit of a lead in one of the games, but usually they're pretty tight.
I feel like most games of 20 end up either 2018 or 2012. Well, that's not true. It can be anything, but that's odd. Okay, so 9-9. Fuck! God damn it! I told myself I was going to throw scissors. And then at the last minute, I was like, nope, I'm going to throw paper. I'm going to switch it up. But I had no real reasoning for throwing paper. And you killed me on the ace, 10-9. All right. So this is the halftime, but let's just keep playing.
Imagine if we had commercials, how long our podcasts would be.
Jesus.
We would have like 3-hour podcasts.
This is
and
real
no one would listen.
Slow listening podcasts.
Enjoy. Like I was thinking, like, I don't know. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but
well, it's a timeout. It's a break. It's time for like a little bit of banter.
Banter, yeah.
10-9.
Yeah, if we had commercials and all this stuff, like we're also not getting a lot of things across.
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking,
we've really only talked about 2 things, and we've been talking for almost an hour.
I don't think any of it's really clear.
Oh, no. It sounds good. We're doing well for our first podcast.
We're doing great. It's not even our first podcast. This is podcast 0.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to keep playing.
Yes.
So right now, I think we can take. Is, so if you're agreed that the intermission is over,
yeah,
keep going.
So it is
10-9 for Ian. Regain the lead. Well,
you got two,
and you got one.
We threw four.
Yeah.
So it is 11-11.
Jesus. Yeah. That's us. All right. All right.
Ooh, I got two, you got one?
Yeah.
We threw four?
I think I threw, yeah. Yeah, you got two, I got one. So it's 13-12. I did the avalanche there. That's when you throw three rock in a row.
I didn't even notice.
It's called the avalanche. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
And
it's tough to get out.
It's tough to get out.
Like five or six rocks in a row, yeah, or papers in a row, and you just can't stop. You think that I will break you, but no.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a difficult pattern.
Yeah,
I really have to beat his five papers with my five scissors.
You just have to, yeah, you just gotta, read it, read the person, and see when they're gonna break. But anyway,
I'm too stubborn to break.
Can't do it. Oh! All right, okay.
I pulled up. I don't know. It looked like we were stopping there. So that
I agree, but we were in the middle of a rally.
Oh, that was a rally?
We had tied, and then we stopped.
Was the last one a tie?
I don't even know. Did we get any points in this thing?
You got 1 point.
I got 1 point.
Yeah, that was like six throws, though. That's why I pulled back.
Yes. I agree that I was kind of wanting to pull back, too, but technically we were stuck in a run.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, 13-13.
Yeah.
So that was six throws, 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
That's tight. Whoa. Okay.
I got one.
I got two.
Yeah. We threw five.
15-14. We've got to be more disciplined and stop when we actually want to stop, because now we're doing one more throw, and then it's a tie, and we're using that as a pause.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so 15-14.
14 for you.
Son of a bitch! You got 2 points.
Two. Oh,
yeah.
Three throws?
Oh, no. It was at least four.
Yeah. Did you get a point?
I got nothing.
Ooh,
I think you bought me... It was
so
two unanswered
16,
points.
16-15, yeah.
Two unanswered points. Those are... killer. All right.
Yeah, no, I need 2 points now to feel comfortable.
Yeah, but not in a game like this.
Well, if I get two more points ahead, I'm up by three. I got two more, I win.
Whoa, what's the score? 16?
15?
Yeah, all right. Watch this. Son of a bitch. All right, go ahead.
See, that's poor form, I find, what you're doing right there.
Stopping?
Well, I'm ready to go, and you just kind of pull back.
That's called discipline. That's athletic discipline. Because, see, but whoa, check this out. Because with players like you... I don't like the rhythm that you're playing at.
I was following.
You always say that. Like, I'm just following you. Like, I never play that fast. I don't like playing that fast. I feel like I get pulled along by you. So sometimes the only way to get out of it is I got to stop and break the momentum.
That's fine.
But that was 1-1.
Yeah.
So it is now 16-17.
For me.
For Ian.
Oh!
Three aces, man. You got, I was three throws, 3 points for me.
That's pretty good. So now it is 18-17. No?
No, it's 19-17. It was 17-16?
Oh, no!
Matt, this is game points.
Yeah. Do it.
Oh, shit, sorry, that's bad form.
I got the point.
You got
fine.
The point. You got the point.
19-18. Still game point.
Game point.
Who are you?
Yeah. Oh, on the paper! Fuck, yeah.
I should have known better.
What?
I should have known better.
Yeah, well, it's always easy to say. What? But see, why do you say that? Because...
I know I should have known better than to throw rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Because rock is the thing that when in doubt, do not throw a rock, because when in doubt, the other guy's going to throw a rock. So that was 2018?
Yeah.
That's a good game. That's a very good game. That's the kind of game that's good for ratings, these games.
Yeah.
People like listening to these tight rock, paper, scissors games.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. I think for... You explained this part of it. Mm. And I think that's enough for rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
That might be enough for now.
Forever.
Forever.
For audio broadcasts of rock, paper, scissors. That may be the first and last. Who knows?
Well, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But I think there's
a lot of potential
for that.
So see, what I was talking about...
Maybe we should approach TSN Radio.
Do they have TSN? No. TSN Radio. I was thinking, though, the other day, if I had a dream for this, you know, intense rock, paper, scissors discipline that we're creating, it's that enough people know how to play it. Imagine if, like, you're waiting for the bus, and there's a guy standing there waiting for the bus for you. You just turn to them and be like, hold up your fist.
And you know.
You're like, you ready to go? And then it's boom, you've got a 20-point game.
Yeah, that would be cool if that became like a Montreal thing.
You could do
like
it everyone, anywhere.
I was thinking
just to kill
that,
time. Just to kill time.
I was thinking
time.
About that today. Like, I saw someone signal on their bike.
Yeah.
I'm like, not enough. Fiona wants me to signal on my bike when I'm with her. And it makes sense to do it.
I used to do
but
it all the time.
I think it would be really cool if everyone in Montreal started to signal. Like, it was just a thing everyone did.
Yeah.
Even like people who think they're super cool hipsters on their bikes. We're like, yeah, I'm on a bike. I fucking signal.
Yeah, I agree. I learned.
That would become very Montreal if that happened.
I signal when I need to. You know, when I feel like I'm going somewhere that I'm not 100% sure if everybody else knows that I'm going there, I'll do it. Yeah.
So I think rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. I just, as a way to kill time, you're
signaling on your bicycle to become two very hip Montreal things.
Boom. Yeah, oh yeah. Montreal would eat that shit up. And imagine every there'd be variations.
No, we'd
of
have
playing.
To do.
There'd be
no,
variations
I know
of
how
playing.
We get that going. We just have to go to a bar, pick a bar that we really like, to start playing. Get a bunch of guys, just keep playing.
See, that's
playing.
What Junie said the other
Boom.
Night. We do it. Yeah, every you. Always, that's how everything starts. You just do it.
Keep doing. It. And then anyway. You say, like, "Oh, do you mind if we have a rock paper scissors tournament here? You maybe I sponsor it. Blah blah blah."
Some beers.
Bigger and bigger and bigger. Boom.
Chicks. Yeah, there you go.
Chicks.
Done.
Cheerleaders.
Red Bull sponsors, but they already do sponsor that crappy rock paper scissors thing, which we're not going to talk about
now.
But we have to address that at some point. Okay, so that was the game. 2018. I got to take that win, because
yeah,
I've been losing.
Back and that 3 points you won were pretty...
That killed it.
So I thought we were going to go into story time now, but I think probably better. We're going on and on. I don't think that's a problem. We can possibly edit things if we need to.
No editing.
But I think that we should just continue talking and talk about why we're doing this podcast. And
yeah, because
I
now
the reason why one big reason why we're doing this podcast is we think this is a means for us to vent and to discuss openly our ideas. We have tons of ideas.
This is the thing is we have no outlet
no.
for our creativity.
So yes, we need an outlet. Whether or not
to discuss these ideas,
yeah, and whether
these
or not someone else is going to listen to them is up to the internet, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. See, you know how you said that, man? You said that it's like it's if Allah wills it, it's in God's hands. It's up to the internet if we become, you know, if I make money. That's what the internet's becoming. It's a universe. Talk more about the podcast, because now we're more. I feel like we're just talking now. At first, I was very much afraid of the microphone, and I'm a little bit drunk, too, just a tiny bit.
That's fine.
Tipsy, not drunk. So, yeah, I don't like that word, though. But anyway, yes, this is a place, a forum for the discussion and the analysis of the ideas that we wish to implement. Like, that's what it is.
Hopefully, the further we go with our ideas, which we may not discuss right now for certain reasons.
No, we're not. There's
the more projects we get done.
Shrouded in secrecy. Yes.
The more projects we get done, the more we'll have to talk about. And hopefully
that's it.
Be legitimate media personalities. Media darlings.
I don't know what... Yes, I don't know what it is that we... If we did all of our projects, I don't know what... where we would fit in. Like, you know, are we like, you know, right now our project is a very metro-centric.
Yes.
I think it's just a phase. But I do think that there's something, an approach to, you know, the challenge aspect of what we're trying to do. Well, and in effect, this podcast is also a place where we can articulate what we're trying to do.
Yes.
If we're even trying to do anything. Or are we just killing time?
And essentially that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, yeah, we're very Montreal...
it's where we are right now.
...enthusiasts. I would say we're Montreal enthusiasts. We want to explore Montreal more. We want to...
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to share our exploration of Montreal with others, and not to say that this is what we're doing. We're better than other people. That's not our message at all. It's...
Why would
you... No, that's what I feel some people who are using media and... talking to others.
Absolutely,
that's
I agree.
How they come across.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm a Montreal booster, and I think we are trying to find new things to do in Montreal, to explore Montreal, and we want others to do the same.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, finish.
No, and I just would like others to possibly do the same, so I think this podcast is...
It's propaganda. I mean,
we're
trying to
propaganda. I was thinking propaganda from the get-go.
No, but we want... Yeah, I'd like other people to run through the metro. Like to see somebody running through.
Like I would like
of a day
to
where
be,
we run.
Yeah, like
day.
Imagine there's like this. You know how in New York they have the no pants day.
Yeah.
I would like to have everyone on just fucking run the metro one day.
Yeah. Like hey, that's sort of a everyone.
Yeah.
You do
like,
it as fast
you get,
as
like,
you can.
If Facebook, I feel Facebook is on the decline. But like
it
when you know have the, they have those zombie walks and they have that that New York. Metro pantsless day and stuff like that. Those are all unofficial things. They just happen to be able to use Facebook and Twitter to get a mass of people.
Yeah.
Imagine we could get 1,000 people racing through the metro all on their own itinerary and own routes in one
That would be
day.
Very dangerous.
It would be very dangerous, but it would be something.
It would be crazy.
Accomplish
and like, let's face it, very dangerous. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Someone gets pushed over.
Pushed
on the
into the
dies.
Metro tracks and dies. Yes, that's clear.
Well, I'm going to make sure both of us are not responsible
for
anything.
Yeah.
My God.
Or to make sure that there are like people in front of the hall. Like, you know, in Jean Talon, you have that giant hallway that we were sprinting down.
Yeah.
Good thing that metro was waiting for us, so we could just smack into it. Because if it wasn't, you might have slipped and skidded off the edge. We might have fallen off.
Yeah, or I might have pushed someone
over. Or pushed somebody over would have been more likely. So we need to build up to that. That's why this podcast is here, because we are under no circumstances should, you know, like we can't handle 1,000 people running through the metro. But that is an idea that we have. So this is a place to think about it, discuss it. Is it a good idea to organize 1,000 people sprinting through the metro? I don't know. I think it is. But we'll have to let the internet decide.
Yeah.
If the internet wills it. So I don't know. Is there anything else to talk about in episode 0?
No, I think that's a pretty good solid hour and 5 minutes
that
we have talked.
Now, here's a challenge for you.
But I think this podcast is going to evolve as we go on. And
no, it will be always. Yes,
I
agree.
I would like the idea of having some guests. I think we could handle that.
Yeah, but until we know really what we're talking about, guests are going to be difficult to find, don't you think?
Nah.
Not really. You're right. Could just add something. But here, we can end this episode with a challenge. So I got a challenge for you. I challenge you to find somebody other than your wife who you can force to listen to this entire thing.
Yeah, no, okay. All right, so...
I do it. Like I'm saying, if you manage, you get 10
Okay,
points.
But I'm just saying that Fiona will not listen to this in an entirety, even though she loves me.
That's what I'm saying. So if even she
so this is a bigger challenge than like.
Well, I just wanted. I didn't want to include your wife because I figured that like I have
could,
no. I have nobody who loves me enough who would even consider it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we must each find...
By
next week, each of us must find someone to listen to
we
this.
We must? No. Yeah, really?
Well, you just challenged me, and then I just pull...
All right.
I just accept your challenge.
And you threw it back at me,
yeah.
So that's the challenge. And
then you're
week.
Trying to back away.
All right, no, that's fair enough. What I'm saying is that I don't know if I have the balls to find somebody, but if I can't, I lose.
Yeah. That's
what
I
understand.
I got people listening to this.
All right. In the right... I mean, you do whatever you want. Okay, so that's it.
We're signing off.
Signing off.
This is Liam and Ian.
Conversations.
Podcast zero.
For June...
For the 18th?
18th, 2012.
All right. Hopefully next time we'll have music. Yeah.